Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Well, with the Lord's help, we'll conclude this message on our full portion. That's what the Lord has for us. And beloved, we have to be willing to come to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm ready. Lord, I haven't been as dedicated, as devoted as I should be. And it is only your own heart, your own spirit before the Lord, which can tell you that you're either doing all that you can or that you need to be making some adjustments in your life. And the Holy Spirit knows how to reach us. He knows how to convict us. But God is calling each one of us into a deeper walk with the Lord. And I know that's the cry of the heart of so many of you listening. You want more of Jesus. You're not satisfied with what you've had in the past. And we have to understand, beloved, that we are in deep spiritual warfare. There's great spiritual warfare going on. And I've heard some preachers just say, oh, come on, devil, you know, we've got power over you. Well, beloved, I don't know that I would recommend doing that. He is a powerful adversary. We don't have to be afraid. Greater is he who is in us. But Jesus said in the world, we were going to have trouble. We were going to have tribulation. In the book of Revelation, it's actually, the word tells us that the devil will have power to actually wear down the saints of God. So we can't make him just as a little thing. He's a serious adversary. But beloved, we don't have to be afraid of him. We walk and we carry on as a Christian, covered with the blood of Jesus, with the full armor of God, from a place of victory. We're not working to get the victory. We already have it positionally in Christ Jesus. And beloved, we have to be convinced of that. Our adversary will let you be a faithful church member, a professing Christian, as long as he can keep you in his sight and in his clutches. Many Christians today they're just satisfied with a form of godliness. They're willing to be involved and active in, they love church building programs, you know, that certainly is something very satisfying. They can actually see tangible results, but they're not willing to launch out into the midst of the river of life. They want to keep their eyes on Egypt while enjoying the promises of God. You can't serve God and mammon, Jesus said. The Bible tells us to come out of her, my people. As a born-again child of God, you've been taken from the reach of the powers of darkness and been translated into the kingdom of God's Son, Jesus Christ. You've escaped the corruption that is in the world. And Jesus, praise God, has set us free from the law of sin and death, from the curse of that bondage. Jesus has paid it all for us. And there are those who might just want to sit under the table and eat the crumbs, but you can choose to accept his invitation and be seated at his table so we can receive our full portion. Beloved, the full portion is the full counsel of God. Jesus is the living bread. He is the living water to us. But today, unfortunately, there are many pulpits who are filled with compromising men pleasers who have mixed their preaching with acceptable church doctrine. They've become apostate. There are socially acceptable sermons. They make their preaching palatable to all. You don't hear sermons against sin. And beloved, people are making an eternal choice right now. They're afraid, many, many, in some situations in some pulpits, they're afraid to add the seasoning of God's word. They'd rather preach a gospel that's acceptable to man, mixed up with man's thoughts and philosophies, but their recipe is tasteless and lifeless. They don't add any salt. Jesus said, our conversation should be seasoned with salt. He said that about his church, not your church or my church, but his church. His disciples are the salt, or if you will, the seasoning of the earth. Without salt, the church is fit for nothing. Beloved, salt is a preserver. And we have to understand that that salt is what enables us to stand in the conviction of the counsel of God and not compromise, not water it down so we won't offend someone. You can't mix the thoughts of men with the word of God and come up with anything but a cook's flop. You know, the bread won't rise, the pudding will be watery, the cake falls. The laws of men and the creeds of men and the doctrines of men cannot mix with the purity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Self-works and self-righteousness simply can't mix with faith. We're saved by faith, not with a little bit of self-works. Beloved, we have to hear the word of God. And so many are masters at blending just enough of the Bible with every devilish, unbelieving, power-denying, antichrist philosophies of man so the unrenewed heart can gladly accept their mess of a concoction. And that's why the discernment of the Holy Spirit is so important. That's why we have to be familiar with the Word of God. We have to study the Word of God for ourselves, not just listen to good preaching, not just go to church every Sunday, but to acquaint ourselves with the author of the book, that is the Lord. And when we open the Bible, the Holy Spirit is a companion right then and there. He will quicken the word of God to us. God didn't tell us to blend the word, to water it down. And some, somewhere along the line, must have, you know, they must have understood. God didn't say blend the word, but he said, study to show yourself approved unto God, not to your organization, but unto God, rightly dividing or understanding the word, so that you could be a workman who would never be ashamed. Notice God says a workman. Beloved, there's no room for compromisers and those who want to appease the world. God wants workmen, those who are willing to turn their back on compromise, on a socially acceptable gospel, on a gospel that's politically correct, so that we don't offend any group. You know what? If we're acceptable to all men, if the world loves us, then something is seriously wrong. Beloved, I know of churches just in this area that are being split. There's debates over the, legal debates, I should say, court decisions being made about the actual property, because a group in that church, it's a historical church right in the Caldwell area, that whole church divided because those who were retaining the property said that, you know, they needed to embrace the standards of today's society, that we need to be inclusive, that we need to open our hearts to the homosexual and to the various gender differences. And beloved, of course we are. God's heart is open to any, but we cannot condone the sin. God is very specific in his word as what he calls sin. And that's why the blood of Jesus was shed. We've been talking about trespass offerings. Beloved, we cannot use our own reasoning to bring an offering which we think is acceptable to the Lord, just as with our mental understanding and comprehension, we can't take what the cultural standards of today and say that that's going to be acceptable to God, because we're living in a different era than when the Bible was written. I have seen all kinds of mind-bending, twisted analogies and apologies why sin should be countenanced, beloved. and you perhaps have too. But as Christians, beloved, we're going to be increasingly unpopular. Jesus said, if the world hated me, they're going to hate you too. And so we need to get used to that. We need to understand that as the times grow darker, that we're going to have to take a stand. Many are doing that, and many are laying down their lives for the cause of Christ. Beloved, you can't give up now. No matter how faithful you've been in the past, we have to work harder than ever before. We have to do more than we've done before. We have to redeem the time. That means we can still see God move and still see souls saved before it's everlastingly too late. We need to redeem the time because truly the days are evil. And in our personal lives, we can thank God that we can bring our sins to Jesus as our merciful and faithful high priest. And he takes his blood offering, his precious blood that was shed, and intercedes with our heavenly Father. And he forgives our trespasses and our sins. Beloved, I just sense right now as I bring this message to a close that some of you are just so weary. Some of you are tired emotionally. And beloved, I understand that. The days in which we are living are very hard to live in those days, in the days in which we're living, because there's so much evil. Listening to the news report, it can just be so disheartening. But beloved, we walk by faith and not by sight. And so regardless of how tired you might be now, spiritually or emotionally, make a determination in your spirit that you're going to do all that God asks of you. Father, I ask for that supernatural impartation even now, that the spirit man shall arise within them. Father, that you will strengthen them with that dunamis power in their inner man, that they will be renewed in their strength and their conviction to do all that they can, to do all that you ask of them to do in their personal lives, and they won't faint and they won't fall by the wayside, but your grace, your strength will sustain them until that glorious day, Lord, when we stand before you, when we behold your glory face to face. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, thank the Lord for his grace. That's what sustains us. That's what allows us to be and enables us to be victorious in all things. Praise God. Well, I bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.